Blog Talk Radio.
Leaving.
Well, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic today. And before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father Yahweh, I deeply desire to abide in you today. I desire to have you abide in me as well, so closely that I can speak to you anytime and feel your presence. Destroy the distraction that create distance between us, Lord. Clear out the clutter that keep me from sensing your best plan for my life. Then will I ask for what I wish. It will be the fulfillment of your desires for me as well. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today, our topic is the reconciliation between God and man. You know, there is an enmity between God and man because of man's sin. The gospel proclaims how God has taken the initiative to reconcile man back to himself. God is not reconciled to man. As though God was partly to blame for the enmity, man is reconciled to God. But it is man who moved away from God. Man and God is slightly different. When people need to be reconciled to one another, it normally involves a situation where fault lies on both sides to some degree. So we're going to talk about that today. My tag words I'm using today is God, man, and reconciliation and reconcile. Those are the words you'll be hearing throughout this broadcast today. You know, reconciliation is ultimate my favorite word in the biblical text. It is a beautiful depiction of God's working through history, foundational driven through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, to reconcile not only humanity but creative and the entire world back and to perfect union with himself. Talking about Apostle Paul writes up reconciliation as one that is cosmic, bigger than we, as individualist centered. You know, the Bible verse about reconciliation are aimed at reminding us of God's plan, one that certainly inescapable individual involved in telling so much more. Reconciliation isn't supposed to be about a select few. I believe that the church has lost sight of God's heart to reconcile all that is fallen. You know, I ask myself, the question is whether or not we are satisfied with our personal standing, or can we see beyond ourselves and join with God in his inclusive, loving, sacrificial endowment. Now, please keep in mind now that the Bible verse about reconciliation are obviously removed from their original context. And doing so, I am not advocating that we neglect through exegesis study with that saying. However, here are Bible verses that I found in the Bible about reconciliation, all which can be used as a springboard to further discussion on what we are talking about today. And my first scripture is Romans 8:18 through 25. I may not get to read it all because I have a lot of scriptures for you today. But when you read that, I consider that our present suffering are not worthy compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. Verse 19, the Creator waits in eager expectation for the Son of God to be revealed. 20 say, for the Creator was subject to frustration, not by its own charge, but by the will of the one who subject it in hope. Number 21 said that the Creator itself will be liberated from the bondage to decay and brought into glorious freedom of the children of God. And I'll let you read the rest of it. I'll get to some more scriptures over in 2 Corinthians 15 through 20. Say, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, is a new creature. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19 said that God was reconciled the world to himself in Christ and not counted men's sin against them. And he has committed us the message of reconciliation. And in verse 20 it says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God was making his appeal toward us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, reconcile to God. You know, as I was reading that, I was thinking it's a process that we go through of reconciliation. And, you know, I'll give you a definition from the one of the commentators in the Bible that I read. It's probably denoted to change, exchange of money. Hence, a person to change free from enmity to friendship to reconcile. He goes on to add, with regard to the relationship between God and man, the use of this and connected words show that primarily reconciliation is what God accomplished. You know, there is enmity between God and man because of man's sin. Yet the gospel proclaims how God has taken the initiative to reconcile man back to himself. You know, it's possible because of the initiative that God took first. It is possible through Jesus Christ, in particular by his death for our sin. You know, note that these verses teach reconciliation come through Jesus. And the teach reconciliation come through Jesus' death on the cross. You know, in other words, God took Christ, who knew no sin, to represent our sin and to receive the punishment due for sin in his death on the cross, so that we, all of us, who were enemies, alienated from God by our sins, might be reconciled back to God. And through Christ's death, we might become the righteousness of God in him. You know, when you think about that reconciliation, you know, we might be holy, blameless, and irreproachable in his sight because our trespasses are not imputed to us. You know, reconciliation is possible because God have offered Jesus as a propitiation for our sin. And the word propitiation describes a sacrifice that is designed to appear for sin. It was used to describe those sacrifices that the Gentile offered to their God. It is God who offered the propitiation, not man. You'll find that in the Word of God in 1 John 2, 1 and 2, and 4 and 10. And you know, the illustration gives you the greatest love God has for us and how far he has gone in trying to reconcile man back to himself. God don't want anyone lost. It is when we understand the meaning and the process of reconciliation, along with propitiation, that we begin to appreciate the wonderful extent of God's grace and his love for mankind. You know, God went beyond just sinning his son to die on the cross as a propitiation designed to reconcile man back to God. You know, when you think about that and as you read it, it's telling you about the ministry of reconciliation. God sent ambassadors. Paul said God has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That's in 2 Corinthians 5 and 18. I read that earlier. And over in 2 Corinthians 5 and 19, he said, have committed to us the word of reconciliation. There is a ministry, that's a service, in which the word of reconciliation is to be made known to others. And here we come to the apostle, in particular, had this ministry. The word apostle means one sent. That's what apostle means. One sent means God have sent the apostle out. Not to stay at home, not to stay in one. He have sent the apostle out. In a special way, they were sent to serve as Christ's ambassadors to the world. You are to go out. Not just stay in the church or stay at home, laying down, eating bonbons and watching TV. No, God have given you a commission. You are to go out daily, teaching, preaching, showing, and telling somebody else about the word of God that God have placed down on the inside of you. On the way it's going to come up, you got to regurgitate that thing from your belly on up. So when you open your mouth, the word of God will come out and penetrate the people God have sent you to. But you have to go out. You were sent. He didn't say stay home. You were sent out to go do what he said do. Thus, God's great love is manifest. And the fact that he also sent ambassadors to tell the world what he has done to reconcile man back to himself. You know, he have ambassadors today. The ministry of reconciliation continues today. But people are still lost in their sins. You see that every day. And God still loves those who are lost. He don't throw them away. He's still telling them, come on in. Come on. He's sending us out every day to minister to them, to let them know. He still loves them. He wants the best for them. But who are God's ambassadors today? I'm glad you asked. Who would take the word of reconciliation to others? Who along with God and Christ will please, excuse me, and implore and be reconciled to God? That means you got to be right when he send you out, me out. Excuse me a minute. You know, while there may not be former ambassadors like the apostle were, Christ still has him ambassadors, the people of God who proclaim his praise. And you'll find that in 1 Peter 2:9 and 10. You know, he was faithful individuals who properly taught and can teach others. That's right, faithful. He don't want people just sitting on the wayside doing a lot of talking, like I said, running that alligator. But don't get up and perfect what God have told you to do. So, you know, some may go while others may sin. Some may teach, while others may invite. And whatever way we serve, we must remember that we play an important role in God's ministry of reconciliation today. That go for men and women. I had between God and man, but it's go for both of us, men and women, that he have called, ordained, and sent out to speak for him. When we was called, we said, God, I'll go for you. I'll speak for you. We his eyes. We his ear. You know, we his hands. We his feet. He's using us to go out to compel men and women what they must do to be saved. He don't want anybody lost. We know already hell have enlarged itself. But he didn't intend for that to happen. We have to keep pulling men and women, boys and girls, family members, back to Christ. Those that laying on the wayside, let's raise them up. I know a lot of them don't want to hear what we have to say, but let us ask God to send someone that they will hear to bring them over on God's side. Sometimes we can win people. Sometimes we can win our family. And sometimes it seems like it's a hard nut to crackle. But we keep praying. We keep saying, God, you save them. Show them what they need. If it's not for me to bring them over, you send the people that will bring them over and that they will listen to. You know, I thought about how important reconciliation and the ministry of reconciliation is. You know, if God is pleading and Christ is imploring, then it must be very important. I'll say that again. God is pleading and Christ is imploring. Then it must be very important. You know, indeed, the eternal destiny of one soul depends upon whether he or she has been reconciled to God. They can, no matter what they have done, they can go to God, ask forgiveness, repent, go to God, and be reconciled with God. Get reconnected to God, because he's the one. Yahweh is the one. You know, first is to be reconciling ourselves, and then to participate in the ministry of reconciliation for the sake of others. You know, the fact that God pleaded and Christ implored us to be reconciled tell us some things that are very important for us to realize. Reconciliation is not unconditional. We must respond. Reconciliation is not universal. Some will be lost. We will not save everyone, but let us try to save as many as we can. Bring them over to Christ. You know, the grace and mercy of God offer and the death of his son must not be reached in vain. But as Paul goes on to say, we then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 6:1. Only through an obedient faith can be sure to receive God's grace and have Jesus as the author of our eternal salvation. I'm going to ask you the question today. Have you been reconciled to God? Have you repented and went to God and asked God to forgive you and reconcile with God? Have you went to your brothers and sisters and got it right with them? It's so important. And today I'm going to even give you some scriptures that I found to be most helpful. First of all was Ephesians 4:32. The word of God, we're still talking about reconciliation. It says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. This still talking about reconciliation. Even in Matthew 18, the 15th to the 17th verse says, if your brother sin against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, that could be brother or sister, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may, may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he or she refused to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he or she refused to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. That means it's time for you to dust your feet, let God handle. You have went through the word of God from what the laws of the word say. And if they're not listening to that, You just have to put them in the hands of the Lord. And over in Matthew 5 and 23 and 26 says, so if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard and you be put in prison. Truly I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You know, a lot of people hadn't thought about when they be reading these scriptures. They just go through them, boom, and hesitate. But we have to sit down and read these scriptures. Over in Colossians 1 and 20 say, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And Colossians 20 and 22 say, and through him to reconcile to himself all things which are on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death in order to present your holy and blameless and above reproach before him. And then Luke said, and Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lot to divide his garment. That's what they did to Jesus. And one of my favorite scriptures that the Lord gave me when he called me into the ministry, Isaiah 61:1-4. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good tidings, good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruin. They shall raise up the former devastation. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastation of many generations. We're talking today on the reconciliation between God and man and woman. For all have sinned. We all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. You'll find that in Romans 3 and 23. But he gives us an avenue. We can come and repent and be reconciled, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Yahweh. So today, if it's anything that's keeping you from being reconciled to God, get it right. Because we don't want him to call us and we haven't got our work done. Romans 5:1 said, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Or in Psalms 34:8, it say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who take refuge in him. For we are ambassadors for Christ. God make his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. That's our topic today. God is calling for us in these last and evil and treacherous things we are going to. Let us all be reconciled to God. Let us bring someone else to Christ this week. Go out. Talk. Teach. And tell them about the Word of God. You may be talking with someone on the phone. Talking with somebody in grocery line. Somebody at the bank. At the filling station. You can just start talking about Jesus. And they may not say nothing right then. And if they're saved and they slid, they half on this side and half on that side. Don't you know that's a good opportunity to minister to them and ask them, have they repented where they can be reconciled to God, to you all? So today for our broadcast, that's what I brought, reconciliation between God and man and one man. I just say God and man, but that means one man, all of us. We all need to be reconciled to God. If we shake it anyway, if we're not standing on a solid foundation, it's time for us to get up and be counted. And you know, as I always say for years on this broadcast, if I had a tentacle of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And until next week, I only put on 30 minutes today. So until next week, I want each and every one of you all to be blessed. Have a wonderful day. And if anyone would like to come on with a broadcast or a comment, please just hit one on your keypad. I'd be more than happy to bring you in. I enjoyed all of those that have lit up the switchboard today for the broadcast. Hope you continue on coming when you're not busy, because I know life has a way of different things getting in the way. Like we started off the broadcast talking about distraction, where my speaker usually go louder. So I don't know how loud y'all hearing me there, but I'm hoping you can hear me good over on each end of the line, on y'all line. So I give God the praise today, and I give him the glory. So until next week, and we have another good topic we're going to talk about next week. I'm going to put it on as I end this broadcast today, because it's been burning on the inside of me to do it also. So until next week, I love each and every one of you that came to the line today, that came on the broadcast. You may not have said anything, but I hope I said something that would encourage you on your walk with Christ. Don't feel that you cannot be an ambassador in Christ, because you can. You will be what God wants you to be. And whatever God have ordained for you to do, do it to the best of your ability. He will give you all the help and the push that you need to go on to the next level. And until next Wednesday, be blessed. Love each one of you all. Bye-bye.